Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review of Achrayimos is an aliyah entirely dedicated to what we call the halacha shchutei chutz, that is to say, kadshim that are not shechted properly, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, but they're shechted elsewhere. So, it's an isser chamor, it's an isser kares, dam yechashiv leishahu dam shafach, when dechrisa hanefesh ahimi kerev amas. So, there are basically three perspectives about what exactly the mechayev of shchutei chutz is, and each of them adds something. So each of them adds something to the overall picture. In other words, they are distinct, but I'd like to try to make an argument where we could, you know, help maybe conceptualize them as reinforcing of a certain idea. So the first perspective is actually articulated by both Rashi and Ramban on the pasuk of dam yechashev. That's a form of shvichos dam. Maybe the Ramban amplifies Rashi's perspective. Rashi also quotes the idea that it's a kind of a shvichos dam. I mean, obviously not of human life, but of animal life. So if you're not, you know, bringing this animal as a korban, just slaughtering the animal, so there's a kind of, an act of violence here, bloodshed. Animal life is still a form of life, not tzelem Elokim, of course. And the Ramban says, yeah, because, you know, it's true that after the Mabul, and there was an heter achilas basar, not originally, which is also very important, but it was limited, you know, it was within a certain framework, and this is in violation of that framework. More on that later. And therefore, it's, you know, a form of shvichus damim. Okay, so that's one approach. So that obviously would help explain why it's treated as such an isser chamor, an isser kares, dam yichashev leishahu, dam shafach, v'nichrasa. Another perspective is in the last pasuk of the Aliyah, lo yizbechu oda zivchehem la si'irim, Targum Uglas and Rashi is la shedim. The Ramban has an arichus here about what exactly shedim are. But be that as it may, la sirim asher him zochim al pnei asadeh. So in other places, the Ramban, especially in the context of Parah Aduma, in the context of earlier in Achrayimos, we didn't deal with it this year, but the Sa'ir la Azazel, also Egla Aruf a little bit, talks about that again, you know, the sort of quasi avodah zarah like dimension of la sirim asher him zochim al pnei asadeh, that, you know, obviously the Ovdei avodah zarah would offer, you know, their sacrifices everywhere to various forces. Right, and so you offering a korban outside of the very controlled environment and framework of the Beis HaMikdash, so that touches on a kind of a quasi avodah zarah like act, and that would also explain the chumras ha'avera. So those are two classical approaches. There's a third approach, which is admittedly a little bit more limited in terms of the application of it, which has to do with the Gemara Nechulin and Daf Yud Zayin. So there, the Gemara talks about a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about what the status of Basar Taiva was in the Midbar. So Rabbi Shmuel was of the view, and the Ramban very persuasively argues here that this is really the Pshat and the Psukim, Yishish Mibnei Yisrael, Asher Yishchat, Choro, Chasev, Oez, B'machaneh, right? The whole point is you take the three minim of the Korbanos, Shor, Chasev, and Oez, and, you know, instead of bringing them as a korban, you shech them outside of the machana, michutz la machana. So the story is as follows, that unlike, you know, after the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to do shechita for purposes of chulin, you know, initially, since the Mishkan was right there, if you wanted to eat meat, so, you know, what excuse do you have not to bring it to the base of, to the Mishkan, and to offer at least the dam and the chelev and the Mizbeach, and to give the Kohanim, the Chazi, and the Shok, then you can have the rest. You know, it's a simple act of Avodat Hashem that wouldn't require so much. Once the Jews crossed into Israel, people lived in Nahariya and Tiberia, you know, far away, you know, it's much more of a Tircha. And so, Kirchak Mimcha Makom, as the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, you know, it's much farther away, and therefore, you know, b'chol avas nafshechem tochal basar. So the heter of achilas basar, basar chulin, that didn't exist before. So within the context here, where there was still an isser of basar taiva, everything had to be basar kadshim, so the third mechayiv. And the third mechayiv is usurping the role of kadshim, right? And then therefore, dam yichashev leishahu dam shafach, l'shvichach stamim, it's like an act of avodah zarah, you know, become a little bit secondary perspectives. The primary mechayiv is not taking an opportunity to generate kedusha when you could have done so, and instead, you know, settling for, you know, chulin, and thereby really, in a certain sense, committing an act of me'ila. There's a kind of a default status of hektish, which is really like a third mechayiv. So shvichas damim, avodah zarah, maybe a little bit of me'ila there as well. So again, these are all distinct perspective. I do think that it's possible to suggest that the overarching theme, of course, of all of these different mechayivim is recognizing, as we indicated before, that ein lechabo el chidusho is a big chiddush that we were allowed to eat meat. It was not the first stage in human history, and it happened as a result of a very particular series of events, namely the Mabul and everything that happened with Noach. Either the zechus of Noach that he saved all the animals, so we kind of made a kinyan on every single animal in the world and all of their progeny. Alternatively, it's a more pessimistic perspective that, human beings, just couldn't live on the level that we were intended to live on, more like, rarefied creatures. And so it's a primal act, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you can't eat the dam and you can't kill other people. So it was like a very limited heter. But anyway, the whole thing is a heter, right, in terms of achilas habasar. So once you start deviating from that, very limited, narrowly crafted heter, so then all three of these perspectives, I think, emerge naturally. Then you're committing an act of shvichos damim, as we articulated before. Then it's kind of like an act of avodah zarah. Like, what right have you to slaughter this korban in a way that God, didn't license? Not only are you killing the animal, but becomes a quasi act of avodah zarah. L'asirim asherim zovchim al pnei asadeh. So what exactly are you doing? And then, third and finally, instead of acknowledging the fact that this animal really belongs to Hashem by bringing it as a korban, this is the act of me'ila, you're just using it for your own purposes. So again, the entire lineage, I would say, of Shechutei Chutz has its origins in the idea that, meat as an institution was a controlled substance, ab initio, and only after the Mabul was it allowed, but it was allowed under very narrow conditions, only in certain contexts. Once you get past that context, so then it's no longer going to be acceptable, and you could, again, trigger any one of these three violations.